Just breathe. As I lay here in my room, sound asleep, I'm awoken by pain so sharp I start screaming. Moaning in pain, my gut tells me something isn't right. I fold myself in a fetal position, hoping that this pain would go away. Tears run down my cheeks and memories of what was and now what is run through my thoughts like a movie on fast forward, like my whole life flashing before my eyes. I try to lift my body out of bed with the little strength that I have, still crying, wishing he was here to comfort me. I walk to my bathroom, and as I sit down, I know it's time. As my pain gets stronger and closer together, I don't feel like I'm going to be able to go through this alone. My dogs come on over to comfort me, as they know what is going on too. Now every 2 to 5 minutes, the pain grows stronger. I feel the sweat drip down my face. My heart starts to race, and my hands get all clammy. I pick up the phone and dial 911. Now I'm on my way to the hospital, and the paramedics say, "You're doing great, just breathe." I feel my eyes tear. I get to the hospital and I'm already halfway there. The pain gets stronger and I'm all alone in the room. I see our vitals and the liquid from the IV into my arm. I'm getting more nervous as the hours pass. The nurses come in and says, "You're almost there." So more fluid in my IV. I wish he was here beside me. The time has now come. It's time to do this. Push 1, 2, 3. Push 1, 2, 3. I feel my tears and my resentment towards him. But all that aside, I am now rewarded. One more strong sigh and I hear my baby girl cry. As I lay her on my chest, finally I can rest. I look to the left and now to the right, not one person in sight. I feel my emotions in the dead silent room. I almost hear the rain fall outside the window. The room is as dead silent as a cemetery. I feel like I'm dead in an obituary. It hurts to see no one with me. All I want to know is why he hates me. All I ever wanted is him here sitting beside me, loving me.